5 days after the federal general election, Bernhard Weiss, Berlin's chief of the criminal police, summoned me to a meeting in his sixth-floor office at the Alex. Wreathed in the smoke from one of his favorite black wisdom cigars, and seated at the conference table alongside Ernst Gernat, one of his best homicide detectives, he invited me to sit down. Weiss was 48 years old and a Berliner, small, slim, and dapper, academic even, with round glasses and a neat, well-trimmed mustache. He was also a lawyer and a Jew, which made him unpopular with many of our colleagues, and he'd overcome a great deal of prejudice to get where he was. In peacetime, Jews had been forbidden to become officers in the Prussian army, but when war broke out, Weiss applied to join the Royal Bavarian Army, where he quickly rose to the rank of captain and won an Iron Cross. After the war, at the request of the Ministry of the Interior, he'd reformed the Berlin police and made it one of the most modern forces in Europe. Still, it had to be said, he made an unlikely-looking policeman. He always reminded me a little of Toulouse-Lautrec. There was a file open in front of him, and from the look of it, the subject was me. "You've been doing a good job in Weiss," he said in his plummy, almost thespian voice. "Although I fear you're fighting a losing battle against prostitution in this city. All these war widows and Russian refugees make a living as best they can. I keep telling our leaders that if we did more to support equal pay for women, we could solve the problem of prostitution in Berlin overnight. But that's not why you're here. I expect you've heard. Heinrich Lindner has left the force to become an air traffic controller at Tempelhof, which leaves a spare seat in the murder wagon."
"Yes, sir."
"Do you know why he left?" I did know, but hardly wanting to say, I found myself pulling a face. "You can say. I shan't be in the least offended." "I'd heard it said he didn't like taking orders from a Jew, sir." "That's correct, Gunther. He didn't like taking orders from a Jew." Weiss drew on his cigar. "What about you? Do you have any problems taking orders from a Jew?" "No, sir." "Or in taking orders from anyone else, for that matter?" "No, sir. I have no problem with authority." "I'm delighted to hear it, because we're thinking of offering you a permanent seat in the wagon. Lindner's seat."
"Me, sir?"
"You sound surprised. Only that it's the splash around the Alex that Inspector Reichenbach was going to get the seat. Not unless you turn it down. And even then I have my doubts about that man. Of course, people will say I don't dare offer the seat to another Jew, but that's not it at all. In our opinion, you've the makings of a fine detective, Gunther. You are diligent, and you know when to keep your mouth shut. That's good in a detective. Very good. Kurt Reichenbach is a good detective, too, but he's rather free with his fists. When he was still in uniform, some of his brother police officers nicknamed him Siegfried, on account of the fact that he was much too fond of wielding his sword, of hitting some of our customers with the handle or the flat of the blade. I don't mind what an officer does in the name of self-defense, but I won't have a police officer cracking heads open for the pleasure of it, no matter whose head it is.
And he hasn't stopped for the lack of a sword, said Gennat. More recently, there was a rumor he beat up an SA man he'd arrested in Lichtenrade, a Nazi who'd stabbed a communist. Nothing was proven. He might be popular around the Alex. Even some of the anti-Semites seemed to like him. But he's got a temper.
Precisely. I'm not saying he's a bad policeman, just that we think we prefer you to him.
Weiss looked down at the page in my file.
I see you made your Abitur, but no university.
The war. I volunteered.
Of course.
So then, you want the seat? It's yours if you do.
Yes, sir. Very much.
You've been attached to the murder commission before, of course. So you've already worked a murder, haven't you? Last year. In Schöneberg,
wasn't it? As you know, I like all my detectives to have had the experience of working a homicide alongside a top man like Gannat here. Which makes me wonder why you think I'm worth the permanent seat, I said. That case, the Frieda Arendt case, has gone cold.